Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Hiney Maynish. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tabner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Rip Collins. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting second. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Garland Buckeye. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Garland Buckeye. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hiney Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a fly ball towards left. Jameson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jameson. Maynish moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Blue. Summa moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tabner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Summa moves to third. Jameson moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner has Summa trapped. There's the throw to Woodall and back to Warner, who tags Summa for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Wingo moves to second. Jackie Tabner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabner bunts towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to third for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue scores. Tabner moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. Woodall moves to second. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buckeye fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jameson moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to third. Rublutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall has Sewell trapped. The throw from Woodall to Warner and back to Woodall, who tags Sewell out. McNulty moves to third. Two outs. Rublutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Lutsk takes first base on ball 4. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckeye hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNulty scores. Lutsk moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins bunts towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Woodall moves to second. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Woodall trying to get to third. Sewell throws to Lutsk, who tags Woodall for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warner moves to third. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field. McNulty picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McNulty. McNulty throws it away. That's an error on McNulty. Warner scores. McManus goes all the way around to score. Mainisch moves all the way to home. It's 4-1, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Jameson moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Fonseca moves to third. Burns moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Burns scores. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Sam Gibson now pitching. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. McNulty bunts towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lutsk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Sewell scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckeye hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lutsk moves to third. George Smith now pitching. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Summa takes first base on ball 4. Buckeye moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Lutsk scores. Buckeye moves to third. Summa moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buckeye scores. Summa moves to third. Jameson moves to second. It's 8-4, Indians. Don Hankins now pitching. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavner hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Indians. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buckeye hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hankins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warner strikes out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a line drive towards short. Tavner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca bunts towards the mound. Hankins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manish for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Wingo moves to second. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Jackie Tavner. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie DeViveros now playing shortstop. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Hankins fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hankins fields it and has Sewell trapped. There's the throw to Warner, who throws to McManus, who tags Sewell for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lutsk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNulty moves to second. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buckeye hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Woodall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Heilman pinch hits for Don Hankins. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Warner takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.